This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Should we begin today's show with weird news? Why not? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. The weird news is Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York State, is said to have a nipple piercing. Yeah, this was big news last week. It was trending on Twitter that Andrew Cuomo had a nipple piercing because he was wearing a regular shirt, and you could see the areola of his nipple. And people were like, is that a ring? Yeah, I guess a piercing. I don't know whether it would be a ring or what would he have, like a toothpick-type thing sticking through? I don't know. But I looked at it, and it just looked like a normal areola, but I'm not into nipple piercing, so maybe I missed something. Now, his ex-girlfriend of 14 years got involved. I don't know why, but supposedly somebody reached out to her and says, is it true that the governor of New York has a nipple piercing? Which I guess would make him like some freak. Does he go to, you know, to these clubs and get tortured or what? I don't know. I don't even know what it means. Why would you do it? I'm not getting into people's business. Maybe some of you out there have your piercings in places that people would find sort of strange. But so I'm not condemning it at all. I'm just saying this was weird news. And if he did, I would find it kind of interesting that a governor would be into such things. But you know what? To each his own. But his ex-girlfriend of 14 years chimes in. And she tells everybody on Twitter, because I guess they checked with her to say, well, does he have that piercing and could he possibly have others? Is his tongue pierced? I've never seen it. You know, I mean, I don't watch his tongue as he talks, but I don't think it is. He certainly has no ear piercings. Maybe all of his piercings are private in those private areas. I've heard of people piercing their genital, parts. Again, I don't know what for. Maybe it would be the most amazing experience of your life, but it's one of those things I will never know. But anyway, his ex-girlfriend of 14 years chimes in, and she says, grow up, people. Just grow up. Because too many people were asking her, like, did you do it? Are yours pierced as well? I don't even know why this became a story, and you may be asking me, why am I talking about it? I'm not talking about it for any of the reasons that I've just stated. No, again, I go back to, if you're piercing your genitalia, if you're piercing your erogenous zones, if you're piercing because you want to make a statement, I don't care. What stuck out to me in this story is that the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, age 50-something, maybe 60, has a girlfriend of 14 years and they never got married. You're going, really? Kevin, that's what stuck out. 14 years, they never got married. They broke up in 2019. Yeah, that's what got me a little curious. He's with this woman for 14 years. Again, not trying to get all up in people's business. There are people out there, the guy that's on American Pickers, he said he dated his wife. They were together for 13, 14 years, had kids, got married. Been there, done that. So, but it was just strange to me that she came out of obscurity and defended him. She's a chef on one of these TV networks. I don't even know her name. Lee something. She's a chef. Anyway, I thought that was strange news. Wow. I read that Russia sent aid to America to deal with the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. It arrived last week. All I could think, I hope it's toilet paper and vodka that we can convert into hand sanitizer. Because, hey, Russia, we need your toilet paper and vodka. And here's the irony. That's what the communists used to wait in line for when they were part of the USSR. United Socialist Soviet Republic. I think that's what it's called. USSR. Back in the USSR, that was what they waited for. That we knew all along this is what we were going to want. Just find that crazy. The irony. I would venture to say Stalin is rolling over in his grave laughing, going, look at the Americans needing toilet paper and vodka. We used to make our people wait in lines for this. Now they beg us for it. Yeah, so this plane lands and is full of goodies for America. And oh, by the way, I can no longer make this statement. I used to say in times of dire need, America's, we can never depend on anybody. We can't say that anymore. The Ruskies helped us out. Maybe it's because of that relationship that Donald Trump had. You know, that Russian collusion? Maybe that's how we got that toilet paper and vodka sent to us. That wasn't what it was. Hey, speaking of toilet paper, a truck carrying toilet paper caught on fire. A truck carrying toilet paper. Listen up, Americans, listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Caught on fire. Only in a time of the Chinese Wuhan virus would this story have any real meaning. I want you to flash back 3 years, 4 years, a decade. If a truck, an 18-wheeler, carrying toilet paper were to catch on fire, other than it would back up traffic somewhere and you want to know, you can avoid it. Other than that, you would have no interest. When I saw, I'm getting a little emotional. When I saw that this truck had caught on fire and it contained toilet paper, I have to say, I got a little teary-eyed. Because there's a shortage of toilet paper. I was having this conversation with family and friends just the other day. I said, you know what I did? I was at the grocery store when they let out some toilet paper. And there was a note on there. You can only get one package per person. I got a six-pack. All right? And I got the softest one I could find because I'm really into toilet paper, for those of you who know and have listened to my comedy. So I get this six-pack. I don't really need it because it's not like I don't have toilet paper at home. But this was maybe a week to 2 weeks ago. I go and I get this six-pack of toilet paper. My cousins show up at my house, and three people showed up at my house unexpected. And I'm telling you, I'm low on TP. So when I heard this truck had lost this toilet paper, I was about to cry. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Folks, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Have you ever seen anything like what's happening in the era of Donald Trump? And look, I don't want to talk about the stuff we've been talking about, but I'm just saying, you know what he's been going through. You know what's happening with the intentional torpedoing of our economy, first by the Chinese, supported by leftists in America who want to see Donald Trump fail, who want to see you suffer, all for political gain. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. So we live in an era where if Barack Obama were president, you would see a completely different reaction by media and leftists. And in fact, you would see an interesting reaction by us, because we would all be a united nation right now. We would be one unhyphenated America if Barack Obama were president right now. And let me tell you why. Because race relations have actually improved under Donald Trump. Nobody would be calling Barack Obama a racist because he made the statement Trump made about there are good people on both sides of an issue in Charlottesville. They would not be calling Barack Obama a xenophobe because he wants to close our borders right now. They wouldn't call him a xenophobe and a racist because he says, hey, let's stop the Chinese from coming in and the Europeans because of this potential outbreak of the Chinese Wuhan virus. They wouldn't call the calling of the Chinese Wuhan virus that as racist because Barack Obama would say it, and he would get a pass, and he would be right, and we would be right to give him a pass. If he said that, we would say, well, that's where it's from, and that's what the left would be saying. If Barack Obama presided over the lowest unemployment for blacks, the lowest unemployment for women, the lowest unemployment for Latinos, he would be hailed as a hero, a conquering hero. If he presided over the lowest unemployment in decades, he would be a hero. I'm talking about for everybody. If he closed the gap between men and women in their income, if he closed the gap between blacks and whites in their income, he would be hailed as a hero. If he pushed back on Iran and made them have to actually not be terrorists any longer, he would be a hero. If he did trade deals that are anywhere close to what Donald Trump has done, he'd be a hero. If he had done the tax cuts that Trump did and we saw the level of money that was flowing back into the economy, the Democrats wouldn't say a word. They would be for lowering taxes. And I could go on. I could go on. And you would have made a shift. You conservatives, we would have said, you know what? Holy cow, this guy's amazing. It's amazing what he's done. The reaction that you're having, that the left is having right now to the Chinese Wuhan virus would not even exist. They would praise Obama for having reacted so quickly, having learned from H1N1 that he needed to react quicker. There would be no criticism of him in the way of gas mask or ventilator mask or ventilators or anything else with respect to the Wuhan virus. We wouldn't be complaining. We'd say, you know what? Wow. How about that guy for stopping those Chinese from coming in, etc., from quarantining that cruise ship and keeping them offshore. There would be no talk of separation of people. In fact, the border stuff, they would be saying, you know what, we understand Barack Obama's change in the border, that we now need to beef that up. He could be building a wall. They would be lauding him for it, and I can go on. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've never seen anything like this with Donald Trump. Disdain for a man who's done a pretty good job. The stock market, if it had fallen under the time of Obama to where it was now, which, by the way, it wouldn't have. It wouldn't have. It would be business as usual. People would be rallying saying you cannot blame the president for this. This is really the Chinese fault. We would be looking at the Chinese for the reason that we should be looking at the Chinese. They introduced this pandemic to the world. They've impacted world markets. And I saw Marsha Blackburn? She came out and said, you know what? We need to penalize China. China needs to erase some of America's debt because of this. She actually called this out. She says, well, they need to erase our debt. Not the whole thing. China carries a lot of American paper. So Marsha Blackburn's probably going to propose something along those lines. It will be fought. I want you to understand. It will be fought by Democrats. But if it was in the time of Obama and somebody proposed it, and Obama said, you know what, this ain't my fault. You know, this is not the fault of any Americans. This is the fault of the Chinese government. And we've reached out to them and said that they need to remedy this. Everybody would be up. I would. I said it early on. I said, we shouldn't be paying for this. $2 trillion of debt should be erased by the Chinese. They are the reason Americans are not at work. Unemployment went last week from 3.3. The week before, I don't know, you know, what the timing is, but it's now 6.6 million people that are temporarily out of work. I love it in one respect, because what it means is Donald Trump is going to preside over the biggest period of it. He's going to put more people back to work faster than anybody in history. In a 2-week period, Donald Trump's going to put 6 million plus people back to work when this is all done. But that's where we are. Disdain for a man who's done a great job. No matter what I thought of Obama, all of the things that I thought about him, by the way, were verified by his actions. He was a worthless I'm going to leave it there. He was worthless as president. All right? If he did what Trump was doing, I would be a huge fan. That is a fact. I have no problem in saying it or admitting it. How many of you, let me ask you this question. How many of you were not Trump's fans of Trump and then you converted at some point? How many? Because I'm going to bet the majority of the audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you were not fans of Trump. You certainly weren't on the wagon right away. When you finally got on, you were kind of on because you were like, well, I can't vote for her. And now, where are you? Well, let me tell you where most of you are. Well over 50% are, I strongly support him. I've given you polls on it. I don't need to belabor it. You strongly support him. A bunch of you support him. I just wish he would quit saying mean things. But you support him. And you were not anywhere close to that 3+ years ago, going on 4 years ago. That's where you are. Here's what I say Donald Trump needs to do. Donald Trump needs to hold a virtual rally. You know, I was going to say, do you remember the rallies? Of course you remember the rallies. The Democrats wanted to stop those rallies, and the Wuhan virus was great. It did two things. It stopped showing the Trump momentum and the number of people coming to his rallies, and two, it stopped showing that that Biden has no momentum and the number of people that would come to his rallies. So it accomplished that. But if he had a big rally and he showed, we're all one big America, we're going to beat this Wuhan virus, and he just had a rally for everybody, a rally for America, it would be huge news. It would be so, I mean, they would be so upset with this guy for holding that kind of a rally. And he very well may. I've been making that suggestion to people in the campaign. We'll see what happens. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Governors across the country are echoing what the CDC and President Trump said on Friday regarding anyone who leaves their home for any reason during the coronavirus pandemic to wear a mask. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer says,
I encourage everyone to wear some sort of a face covering those few trips that you need to leave the house. During this time, it's crucial that you only leave your home when absolutely necessary.
Wyoming is one of the few states without stay-at-home orders, and according to Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, he tells Fox News everything's under control.
Well, you can always depend on the people of Wyoming to do the right thing. We do have a state of emergency in Wyoming. Anyone coming into our state, there's a 14-day quarantine. People are staying at home. But remember, the people are spread out here. We only have about 5 people per square mile.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mr. President, you've made clear to us, we now need to execute. We need to get money to small business and American workers, and that's what we're doing.
Lockdown through November is not going to happen. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com or thekevinjacksonshow.com, doesn't matter. Not going to happen. Lockdown through November. Oh, the Democrats would so love to see you in your, you know, stuck in your home, locked down through November. My mom talked to me, my play mom, Mary. She says, son, we are struggling. They got manufacturing plants and all over the country. She says, we're concerned about Michigan. We've applied for our loans. She goes, we had to lay off 400 workers. She says, I don't know how long we can hold out. She's waiting on, they've got orders to fulfill and all this. She's going in our plant in Mexico. We have a deal with the union. We got to keep 280 people employed, even though they're not doing anything, can't work. As I said, struggling companies, but I hope you put in, you know, are you going to get your $1,200 per person and $500 per child? I don't know. Maybe you will. And Mnuchin went on to explain how, why this isn't going to work for the Democrats. Because let me tell you, these guys have acted so quickly, it is amazing. Let's hear the rest of that clip.
The SBA and Treasury committed to get this program up and running tomorrow. And when Jovita says people working around the clock, they literally, we had both teams working till 4 o'clock in the morning and start working again today. We've heard feedback from lenders, community banks, regional banks, and we spent the last 24 hours making this system even easier. So this will be up and running tomorrow. I encourage all small businesses that have 500 or fewer people, please contact your lenders. Any FDIC institution will be able to do this. Any credit union, existing SBA lenders, and fintech lenders. You get the money. You'll get it the same day. You use this to pay your workers. Please bring your workers back to work if you've let them go. You have 8 weeks plus overhead. This is a very important program. I'm pleased to announce we are going to raise the interest rate on these loans. And again, the interest rate is paid for as part of the program. The borrower doesn't have to pay this to 1%. We had announced it was going to be 50 basis points. We've heard from some smaller community banks that their deposit costs, even though the government's borrowing at 3 or 4 basis points, this is on average a 90-day loan. To make this attractive for community banks, we've agreed to to raise the interest rate. Again, I encourage everybody, take out the Paycheck Protection Program. I'm also pleased to report the economic impact payments. I had previously said this would take us 3 weeks. I'm pleased to report that within 2 weeks, the first payments will be direct deposit into taxpayers' account. And as the President said, last night the President authorized me to say that anybody that has Social Security recipients won't need to file a new tax return and will have that. If we don't have your direct deposit information, we'll be putting up a web portal so that you can put that up. It is a very large priority. The President has made clear we want to get this money quickly into your hands. I'm also pleased to report that we continue to work closely with the Federal Reserve. We're in the process of designing a new facility that we call the Main Street Lending Facility. We're also looking at facilities for state governments as well. And I'm also pleased to report the Employee Retention Credit. It's up and running. The first $10,000 of wages, you get a 50% credit. That's $5,000 per person. And for everyone who's kept someone, you can immediately get that money. You can deduct it from what you owe the IRS immediately. If you don't owe us money, you'll get a refundable tax credit. So that is up and running. I'm also pleased to report we have the program up and running. We're taking applications from the airlines, from the cargo companies, and from national security companies. So thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow, what a ton of progress. And, you know, I was on a radio show last week, and a guy was telling me, he says, you know, Kevin, what are you thinking about this? What do you think, you know, is going to happen? You know, he didn't like it. This is Bill Cunningham show. And Bill, he didn't like it. He's like, you know, we're giving away all this money and all that. I said, look, Donald Trump's made it clear. This isn't government giving you money from the government. This is government giving you your money back. This is why you have government, in order to protect you. In order to say, you know what, you've been given to us, we're just going to give it back. We're not, you know, and what we've got to make sure and manage is that there isn't a whole lot of waste and fraud that goes into this program. You know, people that end up taking trips on this stuff or doing other crazy stuff. This has to be a program that works, you know, that gets money back to people who are struggling. These struggling restaurants, the hotels, the airline industry, people like that. That's where it's got to go. But boy, what a report. I'm telling you, Barack Obama, no offense, I'm not trying to beat this guy up. He could have put this together in 50,000 lifetimes. He doesn't have the financial ability. He didn't surround himself with people who really cared about making sure that your tax dollars went to the right things. Look, I'm not trying to tell you this is the perfect plan. Not by wide, but by stretch. It's still allowed the bureaucrats to scratch the back of people who donated to them and a host of other things. And these guys play around with millions like it's nothing. I mean, like you chew gum. But you know what? We had to take a necessary step. And I know that if we, as long as we don't let the Democrats get out of hand and say things like, the government gave you money. The government didn't give you a dime. You earned every bit of what was going on with the government. Every bit. The government did not give you anything. And you need to make sure you stress that when people are talking about programs like this. Let me tell you, the left, going back to this November date, they hate that a cure exists for the Chinese Wuhan virus. That's not what they were promised when they decided they were going to side with the Chinese against you, the American citizen. When they decided that they were going to torpedo the stock market and try to torpedo this economy, they didn't plan on the cure. China says, we will give you bad pathogen if you promise that Donald Trump will be gone and we can continue raping America on trade policy. And the Democrats are like, we don't care. We haven't cared about that for decades. You've got to do something, you China man. And the Chinese tried to do it. Confirmed global cases passed a million. Now, why would they make that announcement? Confirm global cases of Chinese Wuhan have passed a million. Who cares? You know, the number that have died. So let's just put that in perspective. The number of cases of H1N1 in America were over 50 million. The number of people that were hospitalized was over 300,000. The number of people who died was over 12,000. And Fauci said he thinks it was closer to 30,000 because they were misdiagnosed. Now, 1 million people have caught this disease worldwide. Now, when I gave you the H1N1 numbers, folks, that's just America. That isn't the world. I don't know what the numbers are worldwide. Maybe we should get that. Maybe that would be good for the show. Hint, hint, producers. So, I want you just to understand that they gave us a milestone. This thing's now been around solidly 3 months. It started in January. The conversation around Chinese Wuhan virus. It's finally reached a million people who've gotten it. It's still less than 50,000 people worldwide who've died from it. And it still hasn't really approached the kind of numbers that America's H1N1 outbreak had during the time of Obama. And yet, we've pumped $2 trillion into this economy. Under normal circumstances, I might be mad about this. And here's the good news I can tell you. If Obama were president, we wouldn't have pumped $2 trillion into the economy because they would have been covering for him. They would have been pretending, it's all good. He can even golf it so good because that's what he did during H1N1. More than a million cases of coronavirus, is what I'm reading, have been registered globally. Latest figures from Johns Hopkins. Nearly 53,000 people, I was a little short, have died. More than 210,000 have recovered. So of the million cases, 53,000 died, 210,000 have recovered. So that's almost four times the number of people who've recovered than died. I guess the others are still in limbo. U.S. cases, about 1,000 died, in the U.S. in the past day. Central China 3 months ago is when it emerged. It took a month and a half for the first 100,000 cases to be registered. A million was reached after a doubling in cases over the past week. Nearly a quarter of the cases have been registered in the U.S. while Europe accounts for around half. Now, they still say it's being underreported, the number of people who've been sickened with it, stricken, and the number of people who have died. On Thursday, they said Spain had 950 people that died in the previous 24 hours, thought to be the highest number of deaths of any country in one day. Number of confirmed cases rose from 102 to 110,000, an 8% rise, similar to the rate recorded in the previous days. I heard that other places are starting to get it. It's topped out in Italy. The curve has now reached the top and it's on its way down. And it will be that way soon here in America. And you need to plan on a May 1st resurgence back into the life of the living, because that's when it's all going to end here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past?
Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I've talked to officials throughout the country who have said that they have to temper their remarks and what they say about the federal government response for fear that President Trump will punish the citizens of their state if he considers them to be a complainer. You and President Trump seem to have been working collaboratively. He praised you yesterday. Do you find yourself by necessity tempering what you say in terms of any issues you might have with the federal response?
I've been consistent, and Jake, you know this. We've been dealing with historic wildfires and droughts out in the West here in California. And I've always said, I've said it back a year ago, this is not time to bicker. I don't care who's up and down, whose polls are looking better than someone else's, or who wants to run for president or who doesn't. When it comes to times of crisis, we need to raise above the partisanship. And I've extended always an open hand, not a closed fist in those circumstances. And this is no different. But let me just be candid with you. I'd be lying to you to say that he hasn't been responsive to our needs. He has.
Womp, 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 Jake Tapper, CNN, trying to start some mess. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Jake Tapper, well, there's some people that tell me, you know, unreliable, impeachable sources, because I can't tell you who they are. Here's why. They don't exist. But anyway, those people say to me that if you don't play by Trump's rules, you don't get your money, you don't get this or that. And there's Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, in no way a fan of President Trump. And he says, look, I got to tell you, we're getting everything we asked for. The Democrats wonder why they're not getting any traction. Let me read this to you. U.S. leads coronavirus fight. World looks to us for recovery. This was in Fox News. A current global myth alleges that America under the Trump administration is not leading the world in the fight against the coronavirus in its accustomed role as the post-war global leader. Yet the U.S. was the first major nation to issue a travel ban on flights from China, with Donald Trump making an announcement on January 31st. That was a bold act. It likely saved thousands endangered by Chinese perfidy and soon became a global model. None of the ban's loud critics is today demanding it be rescinded. In typically American fashion, as we've seen in crisis from Pearl Harbor to 9/11, after initial shock and unpreparedness, the U.S. economic and scientific juggernaut kicks into action. Already the U.S. is transitioning from a long, disastrous reliance on China, on Chinese medical supplies and pharmaceuticals. In ad hoc fashion, companies are gearing up massive production of masks, ventilators, key antiviral supplies. The number of known deaths from the virus, for now the only reliable data, shows the fatality of about 7 to 8 million people in the United States. That per capita toll is analogous to Germany's and one of the lowest in the world among larger nations. That's the article in Fox News. So, I keep saying for the Democrats, for the lame brain dead, moronic Democrats, you're not going to get any traction on this. Yeah. There's so many reasons why people are not paying attention to the Democrats. The polls for Trump in a time where 7 million people went on unemployment in a week, almost 7 million. And people are going, it's not Trump's fault. I'm just waiting to get that next job. I'm waiting to see what the next opportunity is. I know there are people worried. I told you guys, my mom and pops, Mary and Frank, are going, what are we going to do if this goes on much longer, son? You know, we're in a global economy here with manufacturing in China and Mexico and all this. And I just told her to hang in there. Hang in there. Apply for your loans. She said they did. She said they kept as many people as they could, laid off 400 people, but optimistic. Still optimistic. But what do the Democrats have to be optimistic about? They got a group of people who have lied at every turn. They've demonized it. Donald Trump comes on and he says, hey, feel good, America. We just put in a stimulus package that's going to help the majority of you stay afloat over the next 60 days. He put that number there for a reason. Donald Trump didn't pick it arbitrarily. 60 days. And let me tell you what he's telling you. He's saying, before 60 days, this will be done. I'm telling you guys, if you are not, by the end of May, if you haven't planned on the ramp up and this thing going, you missed out. Let me put it a different way. When Trump got elected, I had taken all my money out of the stock market under Obama. Yeah, it went up, but it was fake. And I should have, when Trump was going to win and I knew he was going to win, I should have invested in the stock market then and there. And it would have shot up. Now, what happened to me was I didn't do anything for a while. Got in, I rode a wave, a bit of a wave, took everything out for a bit. Then it started back down, and it went down, way down. And you know what I did? About a month ago, got back in. got back in. And I'm not telling you to do it. Your financial issues are your own. But I got back in because I know that sucker's going to go back up with a vengeance. With a vengeance. People are going to be making up for lost time. Donald Trump is not going. And by the way, neither are leftists. Leftists, the one thing that they love more than they hate Trump is they love their money. If they can't get him temporarily, they can't get him. And this thing has lost its legs because of you and because of the Democrats. The Democrats want you to believe that Donald Trump coming out making you feel good by saying, look, we've heard good things about this viral, this antiviral that can treat the Chinese Wuhan. He can't do it. He's awful. What's he trying to do? Save lives? When he says he wants to open up by Easter. What is the man, crazy? People could die. So he extends it, and he extends it to the degree that they want. And you know what they go? No, it's not enough to take it to the end of April. We got to take it to the end of November. Really? Take it to November. Then they start strategizing. We don't want people to vote. Stay away from everybody. You know, what are we going to do? Well, let's move out our, you know, their little shindig to get Joe Biden's shoot in. So they moved it out to August. Some people just want it to be a foregone conclusion. Those people that love Joe Biden, the people that understand that creepy Joe Biden is a suspect, they say, nope, we want a convention. They keep asking Bernie Sanders on The View. Whoopi Goldberg interviewed Bernie Sanders remotely, of course. Wouldn't let Bernie answer the question. She says, why are you still in it? And Bernie's like, well, the reason, and then she interrupts. Why don't you get out? That's what you did with Hillary. You ought to get out. Bernie says, well, here's the reason I'm staying. Yeah, well, why don't you just get out? They don't want him. I mean, they don't want him in. They want Joe Biden to skate through. And let me tell you, worst thing they can do, because Joe Biden won't be tested. They haven't tested him. Bernie Sanders is treating the dude like he's his brother-in-law. He's not treating him like he's an opponent. The Democrats are not tested. And do you think Donald Trump's not going to ask Joe Biden the tough questions to get his mind spinning again? It's insane. Donald Trump is going to grill this man. Donald Trump's going to come at him at angles Joe Biden has never seen. Joe Biden is, you know, learning how to box. He's in his first week of boxing lessons. He just learned how to put on I'm acting like a Biden. I don't know the word. Put on gloves. He doesn't even know how to tape his hands. And Trump's out here, you know, shadow boxing over there. You know, looking at it. I mean, he's going to kill this man. Metaphorically, of course. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm truly looking forward to the Democrats, you know, bringing all this stuff up and getting in the ring with a real champion, a guy who's going to say, Joe Biden, you had your chance. You and Barack Obama blew it, and on and on. And I tell you guys this. Why? Because I want you to understand that, you know, the Democrats have tried to stir a lot of fear and emotion in you, and they have. They've been able to do that. You send me the notes. I read them all. I get the phone messages, 844-551-8255, by the way. And I just think to myself, guys, don't buy into this. Let me tell you, in order to compete with President Trump, Joe Biden's got to step up his game or he's going to be out on his butt. Biden took stage with MSNBC. It was an embarrassment. Here was the interview. Oops, we don't have time to play it. It's a little too long. I'll play it next hour. But it was embarrassing. It's no wonder they've teed up, Cuomo, who definitively says, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. There's nothing you can do to get me to do it. I'm not even thinking about it except when I'm thinking about it. It's fun to watch, though. Captain Demento. So these guys have tried to scare you. They've tried to scare the nation. And Donald Trump has come out and said, you're going to get your money quickly. If you're an individual, we're going to let you get through the hard times. If you're a company, a small business, we're going to give you a quick bridge loan so you can stay operational. You're the most important among us. You're 80% of the companies in America are small business. You're a big business? Don't worry. We got you back. I mean, he's done everything he could possibly do the right way. And these guys fight him. But that fight is what's going to cost them the election. Be happy for Democrats' craziness.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.